people are trying to get all these four principles of material life, but they know that they will die finally, and all these kind of achievements will be gone, but still they put all their energy in achieving those goals, in achieving a better, a good economic situation, and being protected, etc. Have all the energy looking for making a family life, etc. Although they know by experience that everything will be taken away. So when they look in the past, they can see all their family members are just a bunch of names. The tree, the genealogical tree. This is, if you want to show your family, you just show a page with a tree and all the names. This is my grandfather, and maybe some pictures. This is what you have, your ancestors. And then looking at the future, you know that there will be also death. And you will be there in that genealogical tree then. But in spite of that, the impetus for achieving these four principles is very strong, and it doesn't give any discouragement to know that you're going to die, etc. This materialistic mentality does not give any place to think what is beyond death, or what is going to, is there any purpose of life, any other purpose of life. So therefore, we know that that Maharaj Yudhishthira was, when he was asked about the most wonderful thing in this world, he also answered in the same mood of this verse. He said, "Ahani, ahani, bhutani," that although say, millions and millions of living entities are going to the Kachantihaya Malayam, to the abode of Yamaraj at every second, because this place, planet Earth, is called also Martya Loka, no? The place of death. So wherever we look, we see death in all the spaces of life. And although that, everyone is Sesha Stavaran Ichanti. Ichanti means desire. Stavara means sta, lakuta sta means something fixed. So we are looking for a permanent situation, a steady situation, to be a situation that doesn't change, to achieve a permanent situation in this material world, an impossible thing. So that's the most amazing. Everyone is ichanti, looking for a permanent situation. Therefore, we have a bank account, life insurance, so many things, because that gives the idea of steadiness, having something fixed. So in the last purport, Prabhupada explained that the mentality to change what cannot be changed, that this material world has a specific function, and the materialistic mentality is to change that function. The function of this world is that everything is going through the six changes, not being coming into existence, and then stay for some time, give some products, deteriorate, and finally perish. And the whole idea of materialistic life is to somehow or other to create a permanent situation in this, although this world is changing all the time. And that, because that is very difficult, therefore the scripture called the struggling for existence. That hard work that we have to do is because we are looking for that permanent situation. So, and another point of this is that Prabhupada translate in the purport, he gives another translation of the verse. Because in the translation he said, how wonderful is it that the foolish materialist does not heed the great danger of impending death. And then he gives another translation. He said, Sukadeva Goswami said, this is in the purport, how wonderful are these pastimes of material happiness transacted by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how wonderful is this pastime of the living entities that they are not aware, although they are experiencing, not aware of the situation that they are going to die. But this is a pastime of the Lord. Therefore, the word is Bhagavat Vichestitam, the pastimes of the Lord. Because he's doing the transaction, he's deciding, allowing the living entity to go through this so called happiness of enjoyment. Therefore, Prabhupada asked, so he said, what does the Supreme Personality of Godhead permit sinful activities? Because no one can perform any sinful activities without the sanction of the Lord. And no one will be also bewildered without the sanction of the Lord. Because smritim gyanam apohanam cha. So if you want to enjoy here, you need forgetfulness. If you are aware of your situation, it's so hard. You cannot enjoy. Therefore, many people complain when they find a book distributor in the streets, or they come to temple and then they want to leave the association of devotees because they are always reminding them about the situation of the material world, and then become really hard to enjoy in a materialistic way. You know, before having this knowledge, we could enjoy so many things, like meat eaters. We were, many of us, we were enjoying meat, but now it will be, you can't. You have to forget everything if you want to enjoy that. But who is giving that forgetfulness? It's Krishna. If we insist in enjoying in a materialistic way, Krishna can sanction that. And then we enjoy. In the same way, when we are born in forgetfulness. So whatever we knew from the past, previous life, according to our desires, will be deleted. So we can enjoy again. In every species of life, Srimad Bhagavatam, the third canto, explains, the Kapila Dev, Devahuti, all living entities are satisfied in their different bodies. They give the example of Indra when he got, because of a curse, he got the body of a pig, and he was really happy. He had his wife, he had his children, pigs. And when Lord Brahma came to tell him, okay, it's time to go back to heavenly planets, and then Indra said, no, I'm unhappy here. I have this body. And Lord Brahma was trying to explain him like the situation. No, you are not happy here. It's the same way that sometimes devotees go to the book distribution and they say to people, you are not happy. And they say it in another way. And people also in the mood, they answer, you are trying to tell me that I am not happy? Who are you to tell me that? I'm really having a good time with my life. And they give the reasons. So in the same way, Indra was given his reasons. Have a family. Although in the core of heart, he was disappointed. So finally, I saw this is in a... The devotees did a drama of these pastimes, and the drama is very tragic because Lord Brahma is explaining this to Indra, and Indra is like I want go away, go away. You're trying to confuse me, and I will become crazy by listening to you. And then Lobrama said, okay. And he sent a few men, and they kill his wife. And he said, no, my wife, no. Then Brahma comes and says, okay, now are you ready to go? Are you crazy? My sons are here. I have to take care of them. You are spoiling my life. And then Lobrama says, okay. And he said, and he killed the sons. And then Indra was totally, no, my sons, my God, what are you doing? You are killing them. And then they die. And finally he realized his situation. And Lord Brahma said, are you ready to go? Now I'm ready. I was a foolish. So then when he lost everything, he was ready to go back. So that's what that Indra went through is actually material life, because we are going to lose everything. We are attached. The two weaknesses of material life is to lord over, to try to become the master, and to be attached, and the weakness to be attached to different things. So these two weaknesses, Krishna in the time of through the form of Kala Rupa, the time, he's destroying these two tendencies of the living entity. So that when we become old, we start realizing all these things. But most of the time it's too late. When we see all this, we don't have any strength. We are defeated. The old new generations are there, and nobody listens. Even if you have some realization, when you're, they think that you are crazy. Even if you want to go to church, a temple, nobody will take you. If you are, according to your karma, but like we used to go to where Carlos works, it's the nursery home. There are people there, and they are not. They are alone in the nursery home, and Carlos told me that they're. Family members never go to see them, maybe once in a while. Some people are immigrants, so they don't have even any relatives. So, and they may have some impetus, but they cannot do anything. Maybe when we go there, we can give some spiritual chanting. But they depend of you become very dependent of others. So that sense of lorded over is destroyed. It's too late. And all the attachments are taken away. There's no you are not going to through the process of become detached. But you're everything has been taken away. And all this is being sanctioned by the Lord. Very cruel. It sounds. But that's the free will. We want to enjoy, we insist, so the Lord provides these material facilities so we can enjoy. But the idea of this whole material world is to encourage the living entity to come back with Krishna. So that doesn't change. So that's the whole history of humanity and living entities is trying is two weaknesses of the heart, lording over nations, people, individuals, in different ways, trying to become masters, and all the different attachments that keep them trying to find happiness. But Krishna gives us knowledge, and through that knowledge, he's tried to warn us to change that to destroy these two weaknesses of the heart. So that in that way, he explained to us that I am giving you the knowledge, I am giving you the forgetfulness, the remembrance and the forgetfulness. So through Bhagavad Gita, Krishna remembers the conditioned soul that two things, that you are trying to, what you are trying to enjoy, it will be destroyed. It's false. Doesn't exist. And the tendency you have, the attitude you have to become a master, is an illusion. I am the master, because you are not doing anything for your, even if you try to enjoy, I am sanctioning that, and I am providing all type of enjoyments. For example, I become the moon, and I give taste to the vegetables. So that enjoyment you are having through food is given by me. If I stop that, you cannot enjoy food. You will have to, like in the future movies, the movies about the future, they say that people will eat only pills, like that, without any taste, just for surviving. So Krishna, the plan of Krishna, if you want to enjoy, you need my help. It's another way. I become the sun, and I become the fire of digestion. Without my sanction, you cannot enjoy, even if you have this material body. So in so many ways, Krishna is telling, you don't have any power to enjoy without my sanction. And this material world is a false object. If you are trying to enjoy of something that doesn't exist, that it's false, then the impetus for enjoying it will decrease. So he's encouraging us to become detached of this world by explaining us how false it is. So through the example of the banyan tree, that is just a reflection. And we have experience when we buy things, material things, for example, a picture. I have an original picture of, you call picture the paintings or paintings? No? Yeah, I have an original painting of Picasso. And then someone comes and tell you, this is not original, this is a fake. Then first you have in your house, in the living room, and everyone who comes, this is an original of Picasso. And then someone who knows tell you, this is not original. Then what are you going to do with the painting? You just throw it, because it doesn't give any prestige, anything. So in the same way, we are trying for many lives to enjoy this material world, and then comes Krishna and says, this is false. We are trying to enjoy something false. You have been cheated by the leaves of the banyan tree, the Vedic hymns that tell you that you can enjoy this and all the karmakanda process through many lives. But it's cheating. The purpose of the Vedas is to know me. And so in this way, Krishna is discouraging the living entity to enjoy, by giving the analogy of the banyan tree. And showing how he's a Purushottama, he's a real enjoyer, Purusha. Purusha, he's the enjoyer. Whatever enjoyment we have, material, spiritual, is due to Krishna. So in this verse, it shows that in spite of all this, even if we have knowledge sometime or not, we don't see. So there is a, remember, pasyana pina pasyati. Having experienced all this, we don't see. You see, having heard many times, we don't see. So that's really amazing. And that's why we need what we call mercy of the Lord. Because even if we don't know anything, that tendency to lord it over, that weakness of the heart will still be there. But if we know, hear even Vedic scripture, etc., it will be still there. especially the tendency to lord it over. We need really help from a spiritual master, from Krishna and the ascending mercy to change that tendency, even in a spiritual life. Like you can become, try to become detached, but the tendency to lord it over is still there. Therefore, the jnana process, that's one of the failing points of the jnana process, that you become a sannyasi and detached from everything material, but the tendency to become God is still there. In the spiritual life also, we come and we give up our possession. I give up my job, I give up this, I give up this. And then we try to lord it over through different services, to again achieving that position and that pursuit of happiness, of feeling that we are somehow or other the kshetra, yeah, or the knowers, the boss. Okay, so this is, I think this is the point.
The verse says that we see but don't see. I don't remember. It looks like Mishana Pashati. I think that's what it was.
Yes, it's Mishana Pashati. Mishana is, I think, is experience.
Yeah, although it's experiencing but not seeing. And then the next line says Janyan Asat, because we're meditating on Asat. So although everything around us is falling apart and so on, we don't see it because we're meditating on Asat. And that's feeling that's blocking our ability to appreciate the disaster of material life. So I was wondering that even as devotees, like I would probably, this may be a little presumptuous, but I would venture to say the vast majority of our devotional community probably also falls in this category, because we've heard from the Bhagavatam, we've also experienced, but we don't see that the pursuit is so much weakened, although we have a few practices that you know, at least shows to some degree we have some level of sincerity, but our pursuit for matter isn't slackened so much, which probably means we're meditating on Asat and making plans and all these things like that. So how does one decrease his meditation on Asat? Because Asat is surrounding us. And it's quite natural for the mind to think of the surrounding area and then contemplate and then pursue accordingly. So how, and especially if you have to interact with the energy around you, so how do you stop meditation on the temporary? You're living in the material world and so on.
Yeah, we are living in the material world, of course. And we are surrounded by Asat, as you say. Although the meditation is not on that understanding of Asat. We meditate on the Asat as if it were Sat, as eternal. That is Sat.
Mature.
Hmm?
It does, just try to see the world as sat, like it's Krishna's energy. It's supposed to be used in Krishna's pleasure. And most devotees, we may even try to do that, but in our practical life.
Yeah. No, but what I was meaning, I wasn't saying that in a advanced level you meditate in sat. I was saying that although it's a sat, the kind of meditation we have, the kind of materialistic meditation we are having is not reflecting how asat is this world. We are meditating that somehow or other this is eternal. Like this material world, or that the pursuit of happiness. Like in this part, it's explained that if the father dies, you try to enjoy what your father had. And if your son died, you try to enjoy what your son died. So what has been produced by the father is you. And your father dies, so you're supposed to die, but still the impetus to enjoy is there. They enjoy the asat. And then your son dies, and your father dies, and you're in between, and still you have that impetus for enjoyment, that hope, that the life is showing you that this is not your place, and you have to live, and still you are attached and meditating on asat, with the understanding that that is sat, that one happened to me somehow or other. When we are a child, we never think that we will grow up. Like the other day, we were listening to a poem with Itasha. The person who was explaining that when he was a child, he couldn't believe I will become like these monsters, you know? Like these people. That will never happen to me. And my father never was a child. My father never was he never was like me. But one day this boy saw a picture, and his father saw, this was me. He couldn't believe, it was a shock for him. He wasn't like me before. So in the same way, when we are a child, under illusion, we never think we will become a grown person, because we see our body, how this body can develop in that way. So in the same way, we don't think that the miseries that are surrounding us won't happen to us, because of meditation in the asat, as if we were, as it, asat is somehow or other sat. In the advanced level, we have that meditation that actually it's not for very advanced level, I think, because Bhagavad Gita is the ABC. And Krishna is explaining, oh, everything is my energy. I think it's the only way we can meditate. Of everything that is asat is part of the energy of the Lord. It's a pastime of the Lord. And because the other option is to become, to reject things that Bhagavad Gita doesn't approve much of that. Especially to Arjuna. Arjuna is representing a conditioned soul, so the advice is be involved in matter and always think of me, and that's the challenge. But the advice is not become detached. Detachment is not a process, it's not a process. It's a subproduct of bhakti. And it's not our process, detachment, in the sense as a process. It's, because we become mitya chara, but we minimize all the material things. But the real art is to learn how to utilize matter, because we are saying we are in matter. So we can hide for a little bit in a cave or somehow, not utilize, somehow minimize our possession, etc. But sooner or later, we will be confronted with, especially with our body. We cannot reject our body. So that all the propensities in our body are there. Like Arjuna. Arjuna had that propensity to fight, and Krishna is explaining him, you have to fight. You cannot deny that. Because you cannot deny that strong propensity. You were born as a Kshatriya. So he takes Arjuna from the lower level to the highest level, but never advising him to give up his tendency, his varna in this case. So we are learning to utilize matter. And Prabhupada is very expert in that. He gave us a whole mission so we can utilize matter. The problem is with ourselves, community, whoever, is that we don't utilize in the way Prabhupada explained, that everything should be utilized for the pleasure of the Lord. So if you have a house and you don't invite the devotees there, you don't do sanghas in that place, then what is the use of that place? But if you utilize for the devotees, then everything has purpose, because you work and you say, okay, I'm going to buy a projector, but it won't be for my son to watch movies, materialistic movies. It will be for the devotees to come and see videos of Prabhupada and other devotees, the Holy Dham. So every weekend we can do that, and I can, many things you can do with that. And the risk, it will be always there, in the same way that having a body is always risky. Having this material body is a risk, and you cannot avoid it. So according to the society you are living in, you cannot avoid. At least you become a, you want to become a, even if you want to become a monk in ISKCON, you cannot avoid. Only if you want to go to the Himalayas, maybe. But here we cannot avoid many things. In a mature, we will be asked and forced to use even phones and things like that. And to do deposit bank accounts, many things. So Prabhupada established in such a way that we have to, we will deal with matter in a way that will be for Krishna. And the mistake of the weakness is that we may say in the name of Yukta Vairagya and accumulating all this, but the reality is that you're not using it for Krishna. But if we use for Krishna, at least some advancements should be there. That, therefore, the life of anyone in ISKCON is like a sannyas. It's sannyas life. Wherever you have is for the pleasure of the devotee, for utilizing for the preaching movement. Because this is a preaching movement. It's not the other. Otherwise, proper advice, if you're not in the preaching movement, go and live in a farm. You can do that. And preach through the example, by working the land, etc. But if you are in the city, etc., utilize everything but for Krishna, not for you. No, that's my small... Maybe you want to go more deep. That's... But we have a... I think we have a... I don't know the... I don't like to... What I see and I perceive the our... Doesn't matter, Grihastha or Brahmachari, whoever. I mean, there. If I compare with Chicago and all the population, I think these all the persons who come to temple, they are like really very special. Although their attempts will be different in different levels, that we have some devotees or some Grihastha or some Brahmacharis or whoever that maybe they are more able to engage everything to the Lord, etc. But just the fact that they are acknowledging this temple of Kishore Kishori, they place them in a very superior position. And then, of course, the devotee will try to encourage more and more. But just the fact of keeping in association with devotees and coming is a great service. Because maybe if we want only like very pure Sangha coming to the temple, maybe I have to leave. I cannot be there. But even who will be there, maybe 2-3 devotees. The Sunday feast will be there. But we need as many as we can and help each other. It doesn't matter what level we are. I mean, everyone is trying. That is shown by coming here, by coming and by trying to understand the Prabhupada. We have different sanskara from previous life. So the best we can do is to create an environment where everyone can practice and feel loved by the devotees. Because if they feel rejected by the devotees because of their weakness, then they don't have other option than go. Because the desire to be accepted is there. If you're not accepted because of your weakness, you have to go and be accepted by the materialistic. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Mantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.